Hi, everybody. Welcome to this month's CMPL podcast. I have members of our Children's Services team here with me. My name is Lisa, and we are going to discuss back-to-school resources with you. And I will let them introduce themselves as we get started talking. So who do I have with me today?
I will introduce myself first. My name is Taryn. I'm one of the children's librarians here at Maine. And I'm a little bit newer to the staff. Been about a year now.
Hi, my name's Philippa, and I am a children's outreach librarian at the North Branch. And I've been with staff for several years, actually. But this is like only my second podcast, so.
Good job.
That leaves me. I'm Jess. I'm also a children's services librarian. I'm mostly at the South Branch. Like Taryn, I'm also relatively new to Clint Macomb. I'm in here a little over a year. I think next April will be 2 years. And this is my second podcast at the library as well. So I'm super excited today to share all of our cool resources.
And if you want to see one of my favorite ones to have listened to in the past, just discussed Jurassic Park and dinosaurs in a previous podcast. So that was super fun. Anyways, so one of the things that Clint Macomb Public Library does is we participate in what's called the Virtual Library Card Program. We started this in 2015 as a White House challenge, and we're one of 29 libraries in the country to start this out. We found it was successful, and we worked with the other libraries in the rest of Macomb County, plus Troy and Harper Woods, to see if we could start expanding this to more of the school districts in our area. So if you are a student or have a student at Chippewa Valley, Clintondale, Fraser, Lance Cruz, Utica, New Haven, Emmanuel Lutheran, or Faith Christian, this would apply to you. Otherwise, if you have a public or private school in Clinton or Macomb Townships, come talk to us and we'll see how we can get you set up for this. What a virtual library card does is it gives every student equal access to anything digital in our catalog. So that means that you have access to all of our Overdrive, our Hoopla, which are ebooks, some e-music through Freegal. You are able to come into any library and use your student ID number to get on one of our computers. Or if your school provides you with some sort of device, such as an iPad or a Chromebook, you can come into any of our locations and get Wi-Fi. Now, unfortunately, this does not mean you get to check out physical materials such as books or manga or one of our cool tech to go kits. If that's the case, then we recommend you coming in with your adult and upgrading your card for full access. But what I love is that it does give you that digital access to help with homework, to help with papers, to do some of the things we're going to talk about in a couple of minutes. And I love it. So, virtual library card.
Yay.
Okay, who's next?
Well, I'd like to share about some of the cool resources that we have. One of my favorite ones that I really just started using for myself, I thought it'd be perfect for this podcast, was Pronunciator. I haven't had much language practice since high school Spanish, and I was kind of wanting to re-equip myself with learning a language. So I was playing around with it and I realized that Pronunciator has a lot of different types of features available that is really a great all ages program. You know, specific lessons formats for their early learners as young as 3 to 6 year olds. There's a specific program for young learners who are 7 to 12. And even the other programs we have, you can customize it to fit really any of your needs, whether you're looking for a quick daily 6 minute session or something as long as an 8 week course preparing you for actually visiting one of the languages or one of the country of the language you're looking for. And I liked all the options too for languages. There's over 163 languages. And if you are not a native English speaker, I really thought it was neat that you could change the learning language or the speaking language to one of those 163 languages. So if you, for example, were a native French speaker, you could move back and forth between the different languages. So I thought it was a really versatile tool. I've been playing around with it, doing the daily practices, kind of scoping out all the different options available, whether it's doing the poetry feature where you're translating a poem, doing little mini games and quizzes. I think it's a really great learning resources for anybody who's learning a language or just wants to explore more options.
Okay, Jess, what language are you learning?
Well, I'm actually bouncing back and forth between German and Spanish. So yesterday's Spanish lesson was all about winter. So we were, I was practicing saying phrases like snow, it's snowing, which snow in Spanish is nieve, and it's snowing is está nevando. So yeah, it's working. It's fun.
Good job.
Super hard lesson. 6 minutes is totally manageable. So yeah, I said, anybody's learning, curious about learning a language, definitely try out Pronunciator. And it also works on your phone. That was another thing I thought was kind of neat too. You don't have to be on a computer. You can visit the website and it's formatted to work on a mobile device as well. So it's accessible on the go, whether you're sitting, you know, 6 minutes in a waiting room, or you can fit in a language practice, you know, kind of wherever you are.
And what's fabulous about this is it's free to all of the residents in Clinton and Macomb Townships with your library card or your student ID number if you're part of the virtual library card program. Fabulous. What else do we have, friends?
I'll go next.
Okay.
So I was looking through our databases and looking at the ebook options. I'm going to mention a few here. Bookflix is one of them. It's by Scholastic. So it's a website that pairs animated fiction books with nonfiction books. So it's really cool. So it gives the child a really broad sense of a particular topic, because you get this cool little fiction book and then you get to read a real story about real things. In Bookflix, they can watch an animated video of the story and then read it to themselves, or it can be read to. So Bookflix will read all of the books. It'll actually, when prompted, it'll read everything to you. So it's great for those non-readers who are just learning. And then it also includes like relevant topic questions and information for teachers. So I thought it would be an interesting classroom resource as well, because it does give a lot of questions and activity suggestions for classroom or for homeschoolers. I was looking through it and it contains over 120 books in English and Spanish and is geared toward children grades pre-K through third grade. So there's a solid mix of old and new classics, like, for example, Inch by Inch by Leone, Bear Snores On by Wilson, Owen by Kevin Hanks, just as an example. I went through to see if they had our cake challenge books, our kindergarten challenge books, or our 50 and first books, and they have some. They don't have a lot, but they do have some. And they do have some of our preschool picks books as well. So Bookflix is a really interesting database. It's very fun. It's animated. It's, you know, I think it would be engaging to a child. The other one I looked through was MEL, which is Michigan Electronic Library, K through 8 eBooks. So obviously that covers kindergarten through eighth grade. So it's going to be a much broader age group. And it features also a lot of resources for teachers and educators and parents. All of the eBooks are full text. They can be streamed. They can be downloaded if you don't have Wi-Fi access. I thought it was a really great, they have a really good nonfiction and fairy tale section. So on their fictional section, but they have, you know, they are available in various resources like EPUB and PDF, so they can be downloaded. And then you can also get unlimited copies on certain titles as well, which is really, again, nice for a classroom setting. I didn't find a lot of our kindergarten challenge books or our 50 and first books on K through 8 eBooks, But I think it's a nice resource if you're looking for some, especially for some classic books. And then the other one was Hoopla.
Oh, I love Hoopla.
I know, right? Hoopla's pretty cool. You guys can all chime in whenever you want with Hoopla. It's a streaming service that offers not only ebooks, but audiobooks and music and movies and television programs and binge passes and all this other stuff. It's by far the most comprehensive database of the ones that I've mentioned. There's a kids setting in Hoopla, which is really cool if your kids are using it. And so you can, it limits materials recommended for kids 12 and younger. And you can also search. I like the search capability in Hoopla too. You can search by format, by release date, by language, etc. You usually get about four borrows per month, but then they have like these bonus borrows periodically where you can get more. So what's also cool about Hoopla is that they have simultaneous checkouts, which is great for, again, for a classroom setting. And many of our Kindergarten Challenge and 50 and First books are included as well. So those are just three of the resources. I went over them very quickly, but I think that they're just wonderful resources to use if you're looking for just a different way to introduce reading or some early literacy skills to a child.
So not really reading related, but what I love about Hoopla is they have the majority of the Kids Bop library. So it's something that I can really quickly download it to my phone when I'm doing a program, because I'm not somebody who likes silence as kids are working. Or if I have the kids in my car, it's something I can put on real quick and stream through my car.
I like Hoopla's. I love the binge passes because they have like different documentaries. There's like a kids podcast that you can subscribe to for unlimited access for a week. So if you really want to watch like a history program, or it's really nice. I think Curiosity Stream is available through the Hoopla binge pass. So that's one of my favorite documentary like streaming platforms. So I definitely make full use of that service.
Cool. Taryn, what do you have?
I have two very different but kind of similar things. One, both of which I wish I would have used in high school if they were around. The first one is Biography in Context. So it's a database where you can put in any person's name basically in the entire world in history, and you can find information about them, you can find books about them. And what I really love about them is about this site is you can save your searches. So if you have to like stop and come back, or if you're working between different projects, this helps. And why I really like it is because sometimes it's hard to find books on very obscure figures that sometimes kids choose, and it's hard to find books that have enough information, and this kind of gives you a list of everything that they're going to be in. And especially because sometimes juvenile biographies only go over like big historical figures, it will help you figure out which books that they might be in.
I also find that it's great for newer figures, especially like pop culture or sports figures.
Yeah.
Because kids want things right now, which is
absolutely
great, but they don't realize it takes a couple years to get a book.
Yeah. And it actually today when I opened it up, Greta Gerwig is the first person that you see right under Abraham Lincoln in the Lincoln statue. But I mean, who doesn't want to learn about the woman who helped bring Barbie on the big screen?
Right.
Especially right now, there's probably going to be a ton of kids this coming school year that want to choose her as biography person. So that, like Lisa said, it's definitely good for helping with new recent figures that kids are going to want to find information about. The other resource is tutor.com. And the reason I really enjoy this one is because if you have a kid who struggles, which my brother did, he struggled a lot in school getting math problems done. He had trouble with math. He had trouble, writing. And thankfully, he had us to help him. But tutor.com is a good resource for those kids who struggle in those areas, because you can drop off a math question. It will help you work through that. They've got live tutors from noon to midnight to help out with anything you have, and they'll actually help read papers, among other things, to help get kids prepared for tests, for just their classes in general. And I like it because you can use it for any age and they can just help with any school project or any schoolwork that you need to get done.
I have comments on both of these. So I love any of the databases that have in context in the title. Biography in context is our most popular that we take out to schools. What's neat about it that's not necessarily biography related is there is a topic finder that you can switch to. And what it allows you to do, especially if you are at the beginning of writing a paper, is type in a subject such as global warming or democracy or some big topic that a teacher has given you. And it breaks it out into spokes as to where you could take your paper and then the resources that go with it. It is fabulous for planning an outline. Then what I love about tutor.com, in addition to everything that Taryn said, it also has things like SAT prep. So you can do practice tests live on tutor.com and get real-time results. And we took tutor.com, it's another one we take out to the schools, to Seneca Middle School and worked with the entire seventh grade 1 year. And everybody's full letter grade went up 1 point one full grade when they put their research papers in and had them proofread. So it's not something you can do and get an immediate result. I usually say, turn it in 2 days before it's due. That gives you 24 hours to get it back and 24 hours to make the corrections. But not only is it great for papers, if you are somebody who is job hunting, it is also great for cover letters. So I highly recommend tutor.com for those reasons.
I wouldn't even thought about the cover letter for job hunters.
Yeah. And while they say it's for school age people, I will say I did sit my husband down when he was in college and he was in a history of Russia class at Oakland and had to draw a map and label all these rivers and cities on it. And we could only do so much. So I said, okay, you're logging in with the tutor and you are going to find these things. And so don't let your age or your grade stop you from using tutor.com if you have questions. Okay, so not really a database, but two things that I would like to highlight are two of our e-newsletters. You can sign up for these on our website. Currently, you can go to the events link and click on newsletter and e-news. First, we have tips for top-notch teachers. This is a bi-monthly newsletter that we send out from September to May. So every other month, it's September, November, January, March, and May. And it highlights different resources that the library can provide that fit that time of the year. So right now we're highlighting, I feel like our September one will highlight who won our summer reading competition, anything that deals with library card sign up or things for the fall as we start getting ready, our outreach programs. I'm not the one who writes it anymore, but it's just some great stuff. We have Battle of the Books coming up, so I feel like either the September or the November one will have information about that. By the May one, we're talking about summer reading and different things about that. Love that. Another one we have is what's called Early Lit Tips. This is specifically geared towards ages 0 to 5 and their caregivers. It highlights different early childhood programs we have coming up and different things you can do that hit the 5 early literacy skills of talk, sing, read, write, and play. It could be, I know it's hard, life is hard, but sometimes just getting that extra tip about like, hey, if you take a paintbrush and use water over chalk, you are building your hand skills to help the child get ready to write. Or did you know playing with Play-Doh isn't just playing, it's actually exercise for your hands so they can use scissors and eventually be able to hold a pencil. So just different tips like that. But I love our I love our newsletters. Those are just two that fit this age group, but there's also a digital download and a CMPL monthly events one that I recommend also. Just not necessarily back to school related. Does somebody else have another database? Otherwise, I'll just keep going. Okay, I have one last one. So Philippa had talked about books with Overdrive and Hoopla and BookFlix. A database we have that is really useful in our area is called Novelist K-8. And Novelist is a great resource for finding books on particular subjects, or if your kid had read Dog Man and he wants to read other books that are like Dog Man and you want to search for some of this at home. Honestly, if you're in the building, ask us. We would love to help you. But this is just something if you're working on your own. But what is fabulous about Novelist K-8 is there is an advanced search tab. And our schools in our service area use either Lexile or Accelerated Reader. And we're getting some other ones in with DRA and whatnot. But what's great about this advanced search tab is you can search specifically by Lexile range or AR interest level. So if you are somebody who has a child who participates in one of these programs and doesn't know what to read, this may be a way to start browsing and looking for that information. Yes.
Another thing that I really like about the Novelist is sometimes I've been here and I know patrons have been there. They really liked a book and they wanted something similar to that book, but they can't quite find the right words. I really like how Novelist has breakdowns of if this is a fast paced text or the tone. It's been really helpful for me to realize, oh, I do really enjoy this type of book where the pacing is, you know, a little slower. We get to know the characters a little bit more versus a plot that's going to be a little bit more action driven. So it's been really helpful for me as a librarian when I'm trying to help somebody find a book they want. We can go say, okay, what kind of books do you have you read in the past that you enjoyed, and see if there are any similarities where you can say, oh, great, you are somebody who really likes action driven, adventure driven plots. Let's go find similar titles like that. So it's a really cool way to answer those questions. I like this book and I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. 100% agree.
Yeah, I was just going to, I'll add on to that, Jess. Anecdotally, when my son was in high school, middle school and high school, he was a voracious reader. And he liked a particular kind of book. And even with all my librarian skills, I was running out of titles to give him. So I did. I went on to Novelist K-8. And I literally put in interesting characters because that's what he told me. He's like, Mom, I just want to read a book about interesting people. So I put in interesting characters as my search mechanism and managed to get him a whole bunch of new books that I wouldn't have even considered. But it was really, it was super helpful because I was at my wit's end. I didn't know what else to do.
Mm-hmm. One of our more popular ones we get asked about is I have a high level reader and they're not ready for the teen room. So trying to find some of those high Lexile books that are appropriate for a fifth grader, this would be a great resource for starting to look for something like that.
And one of the things that I really like about Novelist is, especially the K-8, is I'm in the mood to read blank. And it gives you titles. Because I don't know about you guys, but I'm a very big mood reader. So like there will be times where I'm like, oh, I just really want to read all the thrillers. And so having something like that that gives me lists of new thrillers that I might be interested in is very nice.
Well, yeah, especially... Go, Jess.
Novelist's searching capabilities is really great because you can put in, like I said, you're looking for thrillers, you're looking for Lexile scores. If you want a book that takes place in New Orleans in 1954, you can search that and narrow it down by all sorts of parameters to find titles that are as close to what you're looking for. You can search by, if you really like an author's style and want to read more books maybe by a different author but in that same vein, series, or it's really great for really kind of finding that. I really like to read, especially those particular readers who are like, I want to read about interesting characters, or I really want to read a lighthearted novel. Sometimes it's not easy to always find those, but Novelist does really make it a lot easier to search those titles.
Or right now, one of our big ones, horror. Kids horror yes. books. I cannot keep them on the shelf. So.
Yeah.
So thanks for joining us for our CMPL podcast for August. We hope that you may have learned a tip or two about great resources that the library offers. Please stop in at any time. You have two people from Maine, one from North, and one from South with you. But any of us can answer your questions at any location about different databases or resources that would be great to help you depending on your needs for school or just, you know, learning. So thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.